This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. Congressman Ryan Zinke has introduced a forest management reform bill that he says would prevent unnecessary litigation, improve forest health, and help prevent wildfires. At least one Montana environmental organization says it would instead be a waste of federal tax dollars. The Montana Republicans' proposal is called the National Forest Health Collaborative Incentive Act of 2015. It would expedite the review process for collaborative forest projects by allowing only action or no action alternatives, essentially an up or down vote. Anyone wanting to litigate one of those projects would be required to post a cash bond. The Alliance for the Wild Rockies' Michael Garrity says his group only sues to stop illegal logging projects.
A bond makes no sense to me because these timber sales cost millions of dollars. So when we stop an illegal timber sale, we're saving taxpayers' money. The idea that we have to put up a bond to stop the federal government from losing millions of dollars is totally irrational.
Zinke was unavailable for comment yesterday. His proposal would also allow states to contribute to revolving funds the Forest Service could use for timber harvesting projects. A vote on a labor agreement affecting over 900 workers at Montana's largest mining company has been postponed. Stillwater Mining Company said in a statement yesterday that the vote scheduled for this week has been deferred to June 9th and 10th. Stillwater operates the only two platinum and palladium mines in the U.S. southwest of Billings. It employs roughly 1,600 people. After months of sometimes bitter contract negotiations, the company announced a tentative agreement last week. United Steelworkers International Union local president Scott McGinnis said there would be no wage cuts. Some pay incentives for workers would change. Chief Executive Officer Michael McMullen has sought to slash costs to keep Stillwater competitive with precious metals mines in South Africa and Russia. Union leaders have criticized his $3.5 million in annual compensation. A 17-year-old high school student from Whitefish is proposing a ballot initiative to allow teachers with concealed weapons permits to carry guns on school grounds. Chet Billy submitted the first citizens' initiative proposal for the 2016 general election ballot Tuesday. The proposal would allow teachers from elementary school through college to carry concealed handguns if they have permits. Billy says he was motivated by a bill rejected by the Montana House this year that would have allowed concealed weapons on college campuses. He says responsible gun owners should be allowed to help prevent mass shootings at schools. A transient man has been sentenced to 10 years in federal prison as an accessory to murder on Montana's Northern Cheyenne Indian Reservation. Prosecutors say the badly decomposed state of the victim's body prevented authorities from pursuing further charges against 36-year-old defendant Garrett Henderson Wada. Under a plea agreement, prosecutors agreed to drop murder and rape charges against Wada. The state is recommending a 15-year prison sentence for a man who was arrested last summer in a child prostitution sting. The Great Falls Tribune reports 60-year-old Curtis Auberg pleaded no contest to a count of prostitution yesterday. Court documents say Auberg answered to an online ad posted by the Great Falls Police Department's Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. A Missoula hailstorm brought more than bad weather for a family of osprey in Hellgate Canyon along the Clark Fork River. The Missoulian reports the University of Montana ornithologist Eric Green says all three of the osprey's eggs were cracked in the storm. Without an intact shell, the embryos inside either dried out or were vulnerable to bacterial infections. The ospreys named Iris and Stanley have enthralled birdwatchers for years through a live feed camera pointed at their nest as part of the Montana Osprey Project. Montana's insurance regulator says she's not surprised that health insurance companies are asking for rate increases of more than 20% to 30% next year. But Securities and Insurance Commissioner Monica Lindeen says her office will review those requests and decide whether the higher prices are justified.
We have a 60-day time period where we work with the company to make sure that the rate that they are going to end up with is something that is actually fair to the customer and based on actual data that makes sense.
Insurance companies across the country are saying they underestimated how much they'd have to pay out in claims in 2014, the first full year that Americans have been required to have health coverage under the Federal Affordable Care Act. Lindeen says double-digit insurance rate increases were common in Montana before the health care law, and that this year's requested increases are not the largest she's seen. The five plaintiffs challenging Bozeman's anti-discrimination ordinance will argue their case in court this morning. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports commissioners unanimously approved the ordinance last year, adding language to the city code that seeks to protect against discrimination based on gender or sexual orientation in housing, the workplace, and public accommodations. The lawsuit was filed by five individuals a month later against the city and its commissioners, saying they overstepped their authority. Lawyers for the city's question in court filings whether the five plaintiffs can file a lawsuit when they've not been subjected to any enforcement related to it. They also say the city had the authority to pass the law. Gallatin County District Court Judge John Brown will start the hearing arguments at 9 a.m. Missoula officials say a court clerk's resignation this week isn't related to altered documents that were part of a DUI investigation. The Missoulian reports a city employee never got a copy of a change to her court-ordered driving restrictions written in the handwriting of Missoula County Justice Court Clerk Amy Blixt. The documents were part of an investigation into a DUI arrest that led to two employees being fired. One woman filed a wrongful termination lawsuit against the county. Blixt and her lawyer did not respond to requests for comment. A Crow Agency man has been sentenced to over 27 years in prison for raping and assaulting a woman who had picked him up while he was hitchhiking. U.S. District Judge Susan Waters Wednesday gave Garrett Dean Dorr Sr. 27 and a half years in prison, saying the public needs to be protected from him. The Billings Gazette reports the sentence stemmed from an incident in 2014 in which a woman picked up Dorr, who was hitchhiking in a rainstorm outside Billings. Dorr said in court he guessed he was sorry for everything. A 17-year-old high school student from Whitefish is proposing a ballot initiative to allow teachers with concealed weapons permits to carry guns on school grounds. Chet Billy has submitted the first citizens initiative proposal for the 2016 general election ballot. Billy says he was motivated by a bill rejected by the Montana House this year that would have allowed concealed weapons on college campuses. A man killed in a crash involving three vehicles north of Kalispell on U.S. Highway 2 has been identified. The Flathead Beacon reports the victim is 18-year-old Daniel J. Trank of Corum. Trank was driving an Oldsmobile that swerved into oncoming traffic Tuesday afternoon near Glacier Park International Airport. The Oldsmobile hit an SUV head-on, which then hit a pickup truck. Trank was pronounced dead at the scene. Flathead County Sheriff Chuck Curry says a mother and infant in the SUV were taken to a local hospital for treatment. Their names have not been released. The cause of the crash is under investigation. Thank you very much for listening. For Montana Headline News, I'm Edward O'Brien.